You're on 981-2NM. It's time to have a quick word to Danny Ether from the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service. How are you, Danny?
I'm very well. I needed a map to find the place. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time between drinks, mate. But you've got something very interesting coming up. Tell us about Rise for Rescue.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, during this COVID period.
The COVID period, that's what we'll look back on it as.
We have obviously had to adapt the way we're running our fundraising activities and events. Obviously, with minimal face-to-face activities, we've gone down some of the virtual paths and some of the challenges that we've seen play out across the whole country.
Yep.
And we've now developed and worked out a nice little sort of concept where we're encouraging everyone to get out of bed half an hour before they normally would.
Oh, just give me a moment. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Put one straight to my heart.
We might let you get away with that one.
Thanks, mate.
And so get out of bed, do some sort of activity, whether it's go for a run, walk, ride a scooter, even jump on your horse or jump on the tractor.
It's like the old adage, you know, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise, Danny.
Exactly. Yeah. And the healthy and wealthy part will support everyone. So we want people to take a photo with their activities, post them on their fundraising page, and also send it out to all of your friends and family on your social media platforms, and whether they can maybe give $1, $2 or something to sort of inspire you along over the course of November, and really generate a few little dollars here, but also celebrate what a great time of the year it is to get out of bed a bit early.
Very good point.
And you look at the moment, we've got beautiful weather.
Yeah, exactly.
Admittedly, we've had a little bit of rain, but that's
You're not
welcome.
Allowed to complain about the rain, mate.
We're not definitely
no one's
not
allowed to complain. Now, one thing is for sure, you know, we talk about how 2020 has slowed down for business, it's slowed down for sport, a number of different industries. The Westpac Rescue Helicopter, there is no slowdown. We still need you guys to get out there when we help. So the fundraising is really important.
Absolutely. And look, just like everyone during that lockdown period, things got a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But definitely we are back to what we could call normality. And our rescue helicopters are responding on average 2-3 times a day across the entire northern New South Wales region.
Mm.
Within the Upper Hunter, on average, is about twice a week that the crews are called upon to provide assistance.
It's an essential service. It really is.
So it's definitely nice to have different ways that people can support. It is the community's own rescue helicopter. So if anyone wants to get involved with the Rise for
Where do they go? What do they do?
Simply head to our website, rescuehelicopter.com.au, click on the events tab and all the information will be there. And it's running through the course of November.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, if you're interested, check it out. And we'd love to have all these great pictures of everyone getting up half an hour early across the entire Upper Hunter. So, bring it on.
Excellent. Now, before I let you go, it was only almost this time last year I remember having one of the best days of my entire time up here in the Hunter at the Knockout Rugby League competition at Pirtek Park in Singleton. Now, it didn't go ahead this year. Is there any news on that ground?
Absolutely, and it's definitely been something that has been an absent part of my life for month and a bit. But I can say we are bringing it back, the postponed edition. So 2020 competition will happen in March down at Pirtek Park. There will be a few changes. Obviously, we've got to make sure it is a safe event for both players, volunteers, and to a limit, spectators.
Yep.
So anyone that's keen, interested, keep up to date on our Facebook channels. We'll obviously keep everyone across what's happening through the station here.
Well, we certainly hope to be a
big
part of
it. We hope to have you guys back on board.
Yep.
And it'll be another great day. And look, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much to all of our sponsors and players that, even though we've had to postpone, have just said to us, we're still in.
Yeah,
And we'll back it whenever it happens. So I really do appreciate everyone's ongoing support with the event.
We are very keen for it. Danny Ether, as always, thank you very much for stopping by to have a word.
Absolute pleasure.